everybody. Welcome back to Late in Life Lesbian. This is Sammy Nisbet with a special midweek podcast. I have about 15 minutes to produce this, so please forgive the sound quality since I don't have time to set up the recording equipment. And yes, I am in my car, so if you hear horns honking and outside traffic, that is the reason. So Sunday's podcast dealt with the role that religion and culture has played in the coming out process for many people, and I talked about an experience that one listener had. Since then, I've received a few other emails that I will continue and expand upon in the upcoming podcast this Sunday. But today I want to talk about something that I saw on Twitter. I was following the special election in Alabama between Doug Jones and Roy Moore quite closely, and I cannot say how happy I am with the outcome of that election, and bravo to the good people of Alabama who decided that they did not want someone of Moore's caliber representing them in the United States Senate. Nevertheless, as I was following the news, I kept seeing a viral video of a father from Alabama named Nathan Mathis, and he was voting for Doug Jones based on Roy Moore's view of homosexuality. Evidently, Mr. Mathis's daughter, Patty Sue, was a lesbian and committed suicide because of her sexuality. Mathis stated in the interview that Roy Moore viewed gay people as perverts, and he could not justify voting for someone based on those beliefs. And the video of this father was absolutely gut-wrenching. After seeing it several times on the internet, I did a Google search on Mr. Mathis and found a letter that he had written to the editor of a newspaper from 2012. And I do want to read that. So I'm going to pull it up on my phone and read it to you. And the letter goes like this. It's titled, "Soul-Bearing Thoughts on Gay Bashing" by Nathan Mathis, Wicksburg, August 22, 2012. With election time just around the corner and watching and reading the news, gay bashing has begun again. I once told gay jokes and bashed gays, but a real true life story might make people think just as that true life story makes me think. On October 11th, 1972, Sue and I were blessed to have a baby girl, which we named Patty Sue Mathis. Patty was a wonderful child, happy, treated other children as she should, regardless of wealth or color, very athletic, tomboyish. I always had to pitch batting practice to her after Dixie youth practice. And very beautiful and smart. Patty may hold the scoring title at Wicksburg in basketball for girls. I'm not sure, but her points per game average was high. She was selected as the most valuable player at Enterprise State Junior College in softball. When Patty was a senior at Wicksburg High, I found out she was gay from a young friend she had told. I confronted Patty, and I said some things to her that still eat on me to this day. I told her I was sorry that I had said those mean things to her. Patty moved out, but came back home approximately 4 months later and sat down and cried and said, "Daddy, I don't want to be gay. Will you please get me some help?" I told her that I sure would, and I called UAB Hospital and made an appointment. Patty had been raised by going to church at Christian Home Church of Christ, and she was there almost every time the door was open. Patty knew the story of Sodom, for oftentimes gay bashing was preached from the pulpit. Looking back now, I wonder how Patty must have felt, or if she even knew she was gay then. I never asked her. We went with Patty to UAB, and all types of blood work and tests were done on her that day. Finally, on over in the afternoon, the doctor called Patty, Sue, and me into his office, and he told Patty, "Young lady, you can't help the way you are. There's nothing we can do for you." I said to myself, "Man, this doctor's crazy." We visited other doctors and psychiatrists, and Patty was told the same thing. You can't help the way you are. On March 22, 1995, Patty took her own life because she didn't want to be gay anymore. She was tired of being ridiculed and made fun of. She was tired of seeing how a lot of people treat gay people. I found Patty that day. Sometime after Patty died, I attended church, and a visiting preacher was preaching. About 10 minutes into the sermon, he bashed gays the rest of the way. As soon as the invitation song was given, I went out the door with one of the worst headaches I had ever had. I was ashamed of myself for sitting there and not defending Patty. I have not been much since. I have a hard time believing that God would allow Patty to be born as she was, and if the doctors and psychiatrists were correct that she could not help the way she was, that Patty was going to burst hell wide open. I asked a local doctor recently if the medical profession had found a cure for being gay, and he said no. He changed the subject after that. I have no quarrel with any letter writers or readers on this subject. Believe what you want. I only know that if you ever have a child or a grandchild who is gay, you'll think differently. Whatever happened to, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Does that exclude gays? May God have mercy on us all. I only know I miss my daughter Patty very much, and I am grateful for having her as my daughter. Nathan Mathis, Wicksburg. I want to say to anyone out there that people do evolve. Tragically, this man, Mr. Mathis, lost his daughter and perhaps never got to tell her that he loved her for who she was. But instead of wallowing in his guilt and grief, he's doing something to make certain that no one else has to suffer the way his daughter has suffered. Clearly, these people, Mr. Mathis and his family, are very religious and maybe still are. But he's taking a stand. So what I want to say to you right now is stay strong. Mr. Mathis's story should give us hope. I want to thank you so much for listening to this quick, unedited episode. On Sunday, I'll be sharing a story from two listeners. One is named Bottle Cap and the other one is Amy. You can visit the website at lateinlifelesbian.org or email me at lateinlifelesbian@gmail.com. This is Sammy Nisbet, and you've been listening to Late in Life Lesbian.